I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
Joe Flacco back as a Cleveland Brown. Which I was getting, I got a text from a friend, another friend named Joe. And they say, hold on, let me get this right here. He wanted, does this confirm about last year, that last year they didn't bring him back because of Deshaun? And I'm like, well, yeah, I think a lot of people assume that, yeah, including did. You and I. You and I had said, you know, I had to say towards the end of the year, like, enjoy this, they are not bringing him back. Because of, I mean, you know, he's very sensitive to these things. And they were not going to make that type of investment and have a fan favorite, who Joe Flacco is a fan favorite here. They were not going to have him standing on the sidelines, having everybody in a Flacco jersey, chanting Joe's name while he went out there, and they weren't sure if he was going to be good this year, flat out. We knew that going into last year. They said he was going to be good. They did not know he was going to be good, and they kind of thought he wasn't going to be good. They didn't think he'd get hurt, obviously, but they knew he wasn't going to be good. So here we are. And in seriousness, we'll see how Joe does. We had a call from Eddie in Westlake, says this doesn't take us out of the Kirk Cousins running. I think it does. I think now if you're giving up picks, like, hey, if we had Joe Flacco at 7:45, I don't know if I would have been screaming and yelling at you at 8:01. I think that that's a different conversation. I think the conversation has abruptly changed. Now, I thought, well, we have Kenny Pickett starting the year, and he'll start the year for a very short amount of time, and then it's going to be Shedeur Sanders. Do I really want to do this? Well, now, you know, Joe is a guy who's, I mean, everything's on the up and up with Joe. He's an upstanding guy. He has command of the locker room that he goes into. And I think he goes into this season knowing that eventually he'll be replaced for a rookie. Who will that rookie be?
This is why I want to get into this, because I was wondering if this means...
I think this keeps Shedeur in the conversation, though, for them, moving back in.
I guess what I'm wondering is... Do you set up a system? Is it easier now to install a system across the board that, regardless of whether it's Flacco or whoever the rookie is? Now, it's brought to my attention, well, who was he backing up last year? Well, that
Anthony Richardson.
But did that make sense? Did that make sense? I'm sure it was argued over there that why would you have one offense for one guy and another offense?
Well, they were you go back to 2023, they were in a desperate situation. They were trying to find, you know, anybody. They were in a much different circumstance there. But they've usually tried to keep their quarterbacks all the same type of QB, the same type of guy. Shedeur Sanders, more like Joe Flacco than anybody wants to recognize. Now, I know Joe doesn't move as well as he used to, but Joe could get out there and scoop back in the day. Shedeur Sanders, he is not one to pull it down and take off and run. So it's good to have Shedeur Sanders as a possibility pick in the first round. I think that Jackson Dart is a possible pick somewhere in rounds 2 through whatever, maybe even the first round if you want to do that. I mean, he's the ultimate wild card right now. I think that Jalen Milroe might be coming off the board. I think that Will Howard might be coming off the board. I think that Kyle McCord is on there. Just off the top of your head, the type of QBs that you have. I mean, Kenny's a better athlete than what we ever want to give him credit for. We know that he can get out there and go. But if we're going down the line, I think that you start to, you don't cross anybody down, but you start to kind of make a checklist. Okay, these guys are, I think, possibilities for them, and these guys are less likely. But it's the ultimate we don't know draft right now. Marcus in Dayton, you're first up on the Fan. Hello, Marcus.
Hey, fellas, how y'all doing this morning?
We're doing well. Go ahead.
Man, I am too excited about this. This has been the thing that I've been praying and wishing and hoping for since the end of the season.
Really?
Yes, because he gives us that quarterback play that we need. We just need that average quarterback play, man. And what he did for us two seasons ago was great. Now, what this does for us in the draft now is that it takes Shador off the table because we're going to have to put up too much.
Really?
And what we're – yes. Think about it. What we're going to do now, and they're setting this up for, is Jalen Milroe, and that to have him sit behind Joe Flacco and Kenny Pickett, well, he's probably going to end up being second. But that relationship that Tommy Rees and them and Jalen Milroe have, they're setting that up to get him prepared to take over the team, man. I'm telling you.
So you think this makes this more likely they take Jalen Milroe?
Yes.
This is the ultimate you don't know draft. I'm telling you, I just got done saying what I said. Marcus, thank you very much for the call. But you broke up there a little bit.
Isn't Milroe the least of the pocket guys in the draft?
That's what I would think, but it's the ultimate. I mean, he's saying it, so he's basically turning Joe Flacco into a coach on the field and showing Jalen Milroe the ropes.
Flacco's been doing this since Lamar Jackson. He went to Denver and it was Drew Locke. He went to New York and it was Zach Wilson.
Yeah.
He came.
I told you guys yesterday.
I shared with Anthony Richardson.
I shared that theory about who's in charge 2 days ago. And then I told you guys that day I got a call and then I called two other people and they're going, no, Ken, you were wrong on this. He really likes Jalen Milroe. I go, Kevin? Yes. Okay. So, again, you can't just cross anybody off. So, I'm not going to kick Marcus off the show.
Can you give me an initial of this person?
No, absolutely not. No. There's three of them. I'd have to give you six initials.
Well, who does it rhyme with?
No.
Well, that would be a good way.
Can you say it backwards?
No.
Say it into a mirror. Can you say it three times and will they appear?
No.
Well, then this doesn't make sense.
What do you mean it doesn't make sense?
It's too hard to figure out who it is then.
I know other people around the league, and I know other people who might know Kevin. Is that okay? Can I not know? I mean, we were invited to the gala last year. Do we not know people that know Kevin?
I want to figure it out, Ken. You're making it not easy.
Well, that's up to you guys. You guys can go ahead and guess for the next hour who I was talking to yesterday or 2 days ago.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.